The purpose of this demonstration is to ask the U.S. government to take actions on war of aggression that Rwanda is pursuing against the DRC. We have seen the U.S. condemn the aggression, but we want actions, because without actions, those the statement condemning Rwanda would be meaningless. So that would be the purpose of our demonstration, and also to bring this to the public, to show what all the massacres, the suffering that the people of the Congo are going through, are suffering from due to this war of aggression.
As the U.S. government has called on Rwanda not to support, give support to the M23 rebels, but have you had direct contact with the government itself apart from this public demonstration?
We have been sending letters to them. We have been calling on the U.S. government in various ways on social media, and we've been sending memorandums and asking the U.S. government to take actions. Again, I mean, we need actions. Without actions, those statements would be meaningless.
The government in DRC, in Kinshasa itself, how far has it gone in pursuing that path of trying to make sure that the eastern part of the country sees some peace?
Yes, so we've seen also some movement in the DRC, but again, more action is needed there as well, and we're pushing the Congolese government to also make sure that people are protected and make sure that this group, this rebel group, is neutralized. So there are actions that are needed on both sides, and we're pushing the U.S. government to take action. And what I mean by action is that the U.S. government has legal and diplomatic tools to sanction Rwanda. And this is the time for the U.S. government to use those tools and take action and sanction Rwanda. And on the other side, with the Congolese government, they need to do the same in protecting their people. So we will have this demonstration. So it's Saturday, February 24th at 1 p.m. We will gather and start in front of the Rwandan embassy, and we'll walk to the White House.